Hashtag Colvina, hashtag Rebel, hashtag Jaylee for the originals. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm sure if I've ever been this excited ever to talk about an episode of TV, we had all the ships flying in. We even got some Claylee in there, some Elijah. I even maybe saw a Claroline reference, some Clamille stuff going on in this business. So good, guys. We're talking about the original season 4, episode 11, A Spirit Here That Won't Be Broken. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Sam Davidson.
Hey guys, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And she's back, our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
I'm back. Sorry I was gone. I'm here. I'm in the live chat on YouTube right now. So if you guys have comments, concerns, or questions that we probably don't know the answer to, make sure you write them in there. And you can also find me at the Tiana Hobson.
They missed you.
Oh, I missed
them. We all missed
too.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I missed you guys as well.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far.
They, I mean, you guys, it's okay to say that you missed me. I know I'm a hard one to not be around.
That is very, very true. So we opened up with a song about love because we finally got a little bit of love in these episodes. I feel like it has been a dark season. They have ripped our heart out. They've thrown it on the ground. They've spit on it. They've stomped on it and been like, ha, ha, ha. Mofos. And today, they were nicer to our little hearts.
They were. It was like a big fan service episode.
In
it
a hurt good
us
way, though.
In the best way possible, yeah.
Because yeah, I agree. T, what'd you think in general?
I loved this episode. I like where we're going. We have two episodes left, so it's really setting up, you know, for the finale and everything, and everyone knows that my Jaylee heart just melted, and there was lots of tears when Jackson came on screen.
How interesting is it that the couple of times we've had Michael Narducci on this show, he's been like, listen, I don't know if I really believe in ships. I don't know. Ships aren't my thing. And it's like, well, really? Because you made the best damn ships in the business and watch them float.
Yeah. Yes. Modest much?
Yeah. I mean, they're sailing so hard. Ships that, like, some people love, some people don't. They're divisive, but we're getting them back. We're not forgetting about anybody. I mean, we have three dead people that all got brought up tonight. We had Davina, who not only was brought up, but was actually back. We've got, I'm scared to say it because you might start crying, Jackson.
I'm already crying.
Yeah, and we have another dead person that was brought up, which is Cammy. So we can talk about, even she was mentioned.
I just got the chills. What if they, like, bring her back for a second before it's the last episode?
That I think you'll be the only one who's excited about that.
I would be
at
really
least on
excited.
On this panel, you'd be the only one excited.
Well, there needs to be someone to represent poor Cammy.
No, I do like when they bring her back, but I would be more excited for Claroline stuff, which actually I've heard a little bit of news and gossip about. So
oh, yeah. I have the thing for you
awesome.
Later.
Awesome. We'll stay with that. But let's open up on some Colvina stuff because were you guys expecting this? I didn't think we were going to pick up kind of where we left off with a Colvina moment. And I was sitting there like, how am I even going to talk about this? Like, I'm sobbing.
Did you? Because I was actually, I know we say, oh, we cried, but I was crying almost all of the Davina scenes.
Sobbing. I had hot and cold sweats. I may or may not have been a little hungover. And I was sobbing at the screen.
You know, I think you're just still, when you're hungover, you're a little emotional. So.
A little emotional. A little emotional. And nothing's wrong with that.
Let's blame it on that. I felt the same way.
It wasn't just the Cole and Davina stuff, though. It was also Josh and Davina that really got to me. That friendship is the tits.
And I'm not going to lie, because I do like the person Cole is with Davina, therefore I do like Colvina, but Josh and Davina is what I'm here for every week. Like, I wanted them to ride off into the sunset together tonight.
Yeah, that's when I really started going, I had a tear fall onto my computer during that scene.
How cool was it that they actually acknowledged that Josh has been there every day? We got to see him there again, that they've been talking and she hears him.
Well, that's one of the things I really liked about this episode because, you know, people visit people's graves all the time, their loved ones, and they talk to them. And I just think it's so nice that they kind of brought that up and said that she heard him, that, you know, there is hope that people can hear you. I know this is a supernatural show,
and
but it was
she
nice.
Was appreciative. Yeah. She was like, thank you. Thank you for doing this. I love you. And
her, I know that was towards the end, but her saying I love you to Josh, I was like, that might have been the best I love you I've ever heard on the show.
Yeah, that was very authentic, and it wasn't romantic. It was just you love another person.
And we're always talking about Josh. I feel for him. Like, who is his boyfriend this season? We saw him once. We're never seeing him again. Eddie. All right, that's fine. Poor Aiden, what happened there? Anybody that gets close to Josh, I feel like gets smushed. Is that what
to any of them?
I don't know if you can call people smushed.
Well, I think the smushed means something else.
Yeah, on Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore used smushed in a different kind of way.
There's the smush room.
Yeah, the smush room. I'm more about smushed like a bug.
Yeah,
but you smush it, it's dead.
With any of these characters, if you're not,
she didn't like that.
I was like, I heard smush, and I'm like Jersey Shore in my head. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sorry,
but if you're not in the know. With Ed, like in this world of supernatural people, and you come in either as a human or an outside faction, like you're probably gonna die.
Yeah, yeah. What did you guys think about Cole in this episode? Was he in the right for going against his siblings because he was trying to save Davina and working with the Hollow, or was he in the wrong?
I don't think Cole did anything that one of his siblings wouldn't have done if they were in the same place as him.
Was that my question, Dave?
I don't think Cole did anything that one of his siblings would not have done in the same situation.
Right and wrong is relative on this show. I disagree. I was pissed. And the fact that he looped Hope into the whole thing, he really stepped over a line.
Buddy. She is 7.
Yeah.
She's a little kid. She doesn't know.
And I love Davina and I love Cole. I love Cole Vina so much. But to me, it was crossing the line. And we did see a point where Davina said, I don't want to do that to Haley. I'm not going to take, you know, a mother away from a young girl. She knew right and wrong. He didn't care.
The situation with Hope was a little confusing to me. I'm not going to lie. The whole knot thing was a cool visual, but I was like, is she really at risk here or is she not?
That's the thing that I kind of was leaning towards where, yes, it's not okay for Cole to come in and just start making his niece do magic when she's been told she can't do magic with strangers. And yes, Cole, you are a stranger. She does not know you.
Yeah.
And kids out there, don't do magic with strangers or take candy from them.
Exactly.
Even if it's your uncle who you haven't seen ever. Yes. Yeah.
But in this act right here, I don't think he was actually putting her in danger. I don't think that her untying this knot, I mean, yes, it took a lot of her powers and she did pass out afterwards, which I'm like, did no one go check on the 7-year-old?
Right.
That's more of a parenting, like maybe child protective services or something like that. But what he asked her to do wasn't as big of a thing as what Haley asked her to do, like, you know, giving her blood, or last week when she had to like go into Elijah's mind. Like, those are dangerous things that her own mom had her do, and this was like, hey, I need you to really concentrate on this knot and untie it.
But it saves Davina. However, is it part of the reason we see that with Hope at the end? She's got them hollow eyes, though.
Yeah.
Them
hollow eyes, though.
Is it because of this knot situation? Is it because she was unlinking the hollow from Davina and therefore put it in herself, or the hollow blue eyes because of what happened in earlier with the hollow with all
I
the kids?
I think it was part of the hollow's plan the whole time, because the hollow, once Haley was on top of her, she didn't fight. She was like, go ahead and kill me. That was part of her plan. She had said earlier that Haley still had more to play in her plan of everything. So this is what the hollow wanted the whole time, I believe. And I don't think it has anything to do with the rope.
And I think that it's 100% in Hope now, because they've presented this to us with a few different characters every time with the hollow being in them. And it's always the eyes. And that is our indicator. But remind me in the chat. So there's some kind of mythology.
She doesn't believe in us. She's like, I'm not even going to ask Tiana. Because
I don't think you'll know, because it's so confusing to me. The what are we calling the
hollow?
No, well, it's like, you know, the dragon thing that...
Oh, the serpent.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a name for it.
Oros or something like that.
See, we knew.
Okay, yeah. But that's not my question. Yeah. So
I remember it from Ouroboros or something like that. It's from, like, Hemlock Grove used the same thing.
Smorojoro. Really? Yeah. Don't you get it?
So it's real.
Bro-coro.
It is something that you can, like, it's a real thing.
So they mentioned it this episode or last episode, I'm trying to remember, because they talked about the mythology of that a little bit and tying it, you know, to Hope.
The hollow and Hope and that endless circle.
Yes.
Of the serpent.
So I guess my question is, like, did that, you know, the rope thing that she was doing and then her becoming the hollow at the end, I'm assuming that's all, it's all tied together. I'm just not sure
how. I think so too. I think there's a connection there.
And especially
we'll learn
because
more.
Of their family lineage as yeah. well. I want to get to some of the comments that the chat has said. They have feelings on Cole and if he was right or wrong. Nakia Emanuel says, oh, hell no. Cole was in the wrong.
Maybe it was more polite than that.
I mean, that's how I interpreted it.
Hell no. Cole was in the wrong.
Nope, I like my version better.
Me too.
What was yours, though? We don't even know, Roxy.
Well, I'll tell you after the chat. I'm going to use their good opinions and steal them.
Mm-hmm. Blue Aqua said, why couldn't Cole just ask his siblings to help or fill them in on a plan to unlink Davina?
I always wonder that on this show.
CJ Houston said, they don't owe Davina shit. and Price Wright said, no, Cole was actually completely in the right. It's not like he was trying to hurt them.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I can't even be non-biased here because I love Colvina so much that I think Cole had to do whatever it took. And he loves her. He says, I felt empty for 1,000 years. I felt loveless. This is my person. And wouldn't you do it for Cammy? And I really, in that moment, heard, wouldn't you do it for Caroline?
Oh my God, me too.
Which made it so much better.
But so much better.
That's
like,
not
Caroline.
What he said. Is that the Caroline moment you're referring to? You just imagined it?
Kinda. Because I feel like Klaus heard that too. And Caroline's not dead, so it wouldn't be that. But I think Klaus in his mind was like, no, I don't know if I'd do it for Cammy. Maybe because she was my friend, but Caroline, yes. That's what I heard. So I'm going to stick with that. And, you know, you can think I'm crazy and give me those eyes, Sam.
I think at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of loves in a vampire's life, especially in original. I think he'd probably do it for either of them.
Maybe. Yeah, I could agree with that. I do think I agree with that. But I think that Cole is 100% in the right here. I think that he had to do this. Do I agree with the chat that maybe he could have clued them in on it? Yes, but would they have gone for it? Absolutely not, especially not Freya, who's turned into, like, this stone-cold...
Well,
person?
And let's think back on Davina's history with this family.
Right, and what she's done with Klaus.
What she's done to Klaus, what Klaus has done to her. There's no love lost between these two. So I don't think that his family would have helped in any way to help him get Davina back.
At the end of the day, though, Klaus acknowledges this, and I was so appreciative that he had mercy, and he didn't end up killing Cole in that moment. Because I don't know if Klaus would have been able to live with himself if he had.
Yeah, and I think it shows so much growth in Klaus, too, that we might have not seen a couple seasons ago.
I wonder if that had been Elijah in that moment, had he, what he would have done, and if that would have been the transition, because we used to think of Klaus as the big bad, but now Klaus isn't willing to do something like that. If it was Elijah, would we have watched him murder his brother?
Mm. I don't want to see them murder each other at all. That would be so terrible.
I'm not saying what I want.
I just, like, I would be so
asking
upset.
Asking questions.
I would be so upset if they murdered. I mean, they've murdered each other, though, before, but they just come back, I guess.
Yeah. Guys, Ahmed Kwawam said it was not killing, it was daggering.
Daggering, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, that's what I say when you stab somebody in the heart.
but desiccate a little bit, but you'll be
killing for a small amount of time. But it is really like killing because it's taking him away from Davina, not knowing how long Davina will last in this world. And without Davina, he doesn't feel like it's life at all. So poetically speaking, okay, it is killing.
Yeah.
And again, going back to daggering somebody in the heart. Got to call that killing. Ouch. I mean, don't really have many words for
can
that.
Can you kill the already dead? That is the real question.
Yes, you can.
It's a really good point. It's a really good point. And yes. And yes, we've watched it for like 15 years on these shows.
Already dead.
Yes.
15 years isn't even that far off. We've just been watching this for so long.
When did Vampire Diaries start?
8 or 9 years ago. 8 years ago?
Well, they did 9 seasons, right?
No, it was 8.
8 seasons?
So it probably premiered, you know, in the fall. Yeah, it's been almost 9 years. Crazy.
Yeah, so that's like 15 in my mind.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right, cool. So anything else about the Colvina situation that you guys wanted to touch upon? The final Josh moment, which was really, really sweet.
It's really sweet. I thought that this was a nice way to bring back Davina, but also send her away again.
Why? Mecca. What is she doing?
Well, I mean, she's not safe there.
She's not
These
safe.
These two need
Klaus
to get away from everything. It was a nice... Let's wrap up the bow.
At least she's in this world. I can't even complain because she's here.
And when they were shooting this, they didn't know if they were getting a season 5 or not. So this is one of those things that they're tying up a perfect little bow for like, okay, we're giving the fans what they want. Send them off into the sunset. Moving on.
Yeah. I actually do feel like this episode, they thought this might be ending. And they wanted to make sure that they got in every single thing that we wanted to see before it could possibly be over. One more thing I wanted to bring up about Cole and Hope is that what if the Hope really is in Hollow, the Hollow's in Hope. Like, I think it kind of will be Cole's fault, I think, at the end of the day.
And I think they'll blame it on Cole, whether it's Cole's fault or not, I don't necessarily think, but I think that they will find out what Cole did and they'll blame it on him. But I don't know how much it has to do with that rope situation or whether it is because of what the Hollow did primarily with the 6 kids or the 7 kids, however many kids there were.
We haven't seen the kids in a while, also.
Yeah. Where are you at, kids?
Where we'll are you see Adam again.
All right. So let's move on. And just in time to start this episode, I realized what song we should have opened with.
Uh-oh.
Rewind, Burning Down the House. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, Mark, when we start this episode, let's play that song. Oops.
I'll go back in time.
Cool, thanks.
Only 20 minutes late.
Hit the button. 20 minutes late. Because, this is why this was such a mind F. Because you don't want to be together so bad that you're willing to burn down a house, and once you do, you're together?
Or
unbelievable.
Or let's look at it this way. Their relationship, there's so much fire and passion inside of them that, like, they literally
blew up the house. It literally exploded.
I think that was the lighter that did it.
It was their passion.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Well, it made me think that this duo, I wish we could have seen them together so much. Like, think of the destruction could cause together. It would be awesome to see.
The most underrated ship on this show. I love Rebel. And by the way, thank you guys for telling us that's what they're called. Rebecca, Marcel, Rebel. They are awesome. Their love is so long, so passionate. We forget about it because she leaves the show for a while. And then he also is enemies with her siblings. And then when it comes back, it's like, damn. These are two of the hottest people I've ever seen in my life. So that doesn't hurt. But then just their chemistry is like, pow.
Well, I feel like, too, we've heard more about their relationship. They talk about it. We didn't get to see in all the seasons much of them actually together. There's been a few really good scenes, but it's been a lot of talk because it took place a long time ago when they were really together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of back and forth in the chat right now. Ivan Soto keeps screaming their aunt and nephew. A lot of people are thinking that their relationship is very strange.
No.
I understand because I saw someone, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, compare it to the Barry and Iris relationship on The Flash, where people who are raised together, but there is no blood relation between these two. I'm okay with it. I was really actually pissed off at Rebecca, though, this episode, just because she was so salty about Marcel moving on when she has left so many times.
It was so interesting that previously she was like, I get it, you're doing it for love. And this week she's like, and by the way, screw that other girl.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to love me. You moved on. Why?
And it's like, hey, you've been out there living your life as well. And you two, he's clearly going to have other lovers. You should also be having other lovers. If you guys can figure it out and come together, great. But so far in life, you guys have been so screwed up that you haven't actually... It's been a lot of, like, will they, won't they with these two instead of them actually, you know, breaking
a
bed.
I felt her, though, on this one. Because as much as I understand what you're saying, and I think that if you were my therapist, you would tell me that. As a woman, if you've been in love with somebody, I've never been in love with somebody for more than 5 years. So if you've been in love with somebody for 1,000 years, you think you're going to be like, yeah, that's chill. Yeah, that's chill.
Yeah, a lot of feelings come attached
with
that
time.
Yeah, I'm
just saying remember her with Maddie Blue Eyes and, like, Tyler's. Like, she's had other people, and she had no thought of Marcel in her brain.
Yeah, so but I don't think she's mad at him for taking other lovers. I just think that she wanted him to remember her more.
Yeah, well, and I get that, and they have a lot of beef because, you know, her brother tried to kill him.
He's like, your brother ripped my heart out.
Yeah, his new girlfriend tried to kill, like, has shot at her and stuff. Like, there's a lot of things in here that they both just, you both can't spend your lives being mad at each other. So either get over it or...
Get under each other.
Yes.
One on top. I don't think you can
both
be under.
I just want to watch them break a bed. I want to see a scene where they break a bed.
Me too. She ran away from that kiss so fast, though.
I mean, it scared
that
her.
That was great, though. I loved it. They were so mad at each other. Let's never see each other again. Let's never talk to each other again. They run. They walk away, and then they look at each other, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it did, and then they ran away from each other. It was great because you felt those feelings that, crap, we can't help ourselves. This is very much alive.
What did she say after? She was like, damn, or like, crap.
Yeah, then she ran off.
It was awesome.
Like, I can't believe I did that. Whoops.
I can't believe
he does have a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. Kind of.
She's unconscious still.
And we don't care about her.
What's her name? Sophia?
Sophia.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Well, I literally forgot about her until this moment. I'm really upset you guys reminded me of her, actually.
Yeah. Sorry, he mentioned her a couple times.
So okay, if Rebecca can get her name right, then I can't get her name right.
I mean, Rebecca's like, Sonia. Yeah, Sonia. So if Rebecca's back, he doesn't need her. And also, you know, I think that her absence is either like a plot hole for us that we're not supposed to be connected to her, or she's just going to come back and we're going to hate her even more. Maybe we're supposed to hate her.
I just think there's no way she's with us next season.
I don't know. I kind of feel like...
Not after they hear our comments.
Well, no, I just feel like after the way this is going, I think that she will be back for next season.
Maybe.
And that we can move forward with having them actually around each other and see what this relationship would be. They've never had a chance to really give it a shot.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Rebecca. Sorry, okay, I was talking about Sophia.
Oh, we're talking about Sophia.
I was reading the chat comments.
Yeah, I know. I know what was happening. I got it.
I was trying to keep up with everything.
So moving on from hashtag rebel, let's get into... what Tiana is actually going to pay attention to this time, because I know, girl, you've got some thoughts on Jaylee.
Oh my gosh, guys.
So, how did you feel? Because this was a Jaylee moment, but it also wasn't a Jaylee moment, and then it was a Jaylee moment.
So, they cut to commercial right after he, you know, comes. As soon as you saw the two beers and they're in the body, and you hear that rusty, just hot voice, I was like, oh my god, it's Jackson. And so I screamed, my neighbors probably thought I was being murdered, and then I started crying.
But they didn't call the cops, they didn't check on you, which just shows who they are as neighbors.
Yeah, like, screw you, neighbors.
Yeah.
So they cut immediately to commercial, and I tweeted, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that cameo, because I didn't want to give away spoilers or anything for people who hadn't watched.
Very kind.
I was like, you guys know who I'm talking about. And then it comes back from commercial. It comes back from commercial, and boom, he's like this evil, I'm like, oh shit, he's the Hollow. Like, I knew it immediately, and I was like, crap. So it was like a high and then a low, but then it went back up because... it was still Jackson. I still got to see him. I still got to hear Haley say the things that I've wanted her to acknowledge about their relationship for seasons and get a little bit of closure in that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was Jaylee too for quite some time, and I still love Jaylee, and I feel you on this one. And the fact that by the end of the episode, which of course we'll talk more about, she does go to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it didn't matter that we got fake him, because we did, even though we didn't get to see him in that moment, get real him.
Yes.
How did we get real him? I don't understand.
Because she's saying... because of you, Jackson, I'm about to make different decisions. And so that was real acknowledgement of real him, not hollow him. She's saying, like, I wish that Hope knew you. I think that you were one of the good ones. I should have loved you. Yeah. I should have picked you more.
I'm a monster, too.
Yes.
I was like, I think out of everyone who's been around, and you can say what you want about Jackson in the chat, I see those comments. I'm not reading them out loud.
I would if I was there, but I'm not the chat mistress.
I'm not saying them out loud. But, you know, you see this person, and whatever he was, he, out of all of them, was never the monster that the rest of them are. And can be. And you guys want to talk about how Klaus is this and Klaus is that. Haley has done the same things that Klaus has. And we love them all equally. I'm not bashing her at all. I'm just saying that it would have been nice to have one good human person. Well, not full human, but you get what
werewolf,
I'm saying.
Whatever.
Yeah. One good person around to, you know, make sure Hope has a good example in her life.
Yeah. And I love that acknowledgement. Yeah.
I was thinking about you as I was watching this. And I thought that you were going to be so pissed that they brought him back, and then he was evil, and he wasn't himself. I wanted to see a glimmer of Jackson, just to kind of know that he's okay, too. What's up with him?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Dead?
Well, yes, but we know dead isn't dead. Wherever they go, I mean, it's dead.
Like,
but
is he being tortured like Davina was? Is he in a good place?
No. Why would he get tortured?
Is he
he's not on the
down?
Other side. He's not getting tortured. He's just in peace. He was a good dude.
Well, I would just like to see him maybe on a pier with some beers, just really chilling, just a glimpse.
Yeah.
I liked it because we got the actor back who we all love very much. And we did get those honest moments from Haley, which was, it did give us closure. I just wish there could have been acknowledgement that he heard her, like how Davina heard Josh when he would come to her grave.
I think that we can expect that, though. We can guess that because Davina did hear Josh. I don't think that we should assume otherwise. I think that Jackson heard Haley in that moment.
I hope so.
It probably helped his spirit rest a little easier knowing that she was honest with herself for the first time in 4 years.
It was a little different.
9 years.
Yeah.
A lot of years. I can't do math. Forgot about the 5 year jump.
Then the 5 years.
Yeah, 7 years.
Oh, yeah, so we have been watching the show for 15 years, however many years it's happening.
If you count time jumps, then it's been 15.
Right. So on the other side of this, Haley's going through hell with Jackson because they're fighting and it's not actually Jackson and it's really the Hollow. Freya's hell is Keelan dying or whatever that was on the floor. That was scary AF.
Yes.
That flipped me out. I'm like, Keelan, get off the floor. What are you doing, girl? Why are you dead there? You're not supposed to be here. But it is interesting because when you're comparing the Freya-Keelan relationship to the Haley-Jackson, I just had so much longer to be invested in Haley really caring. And I feel like Freya and Keelan, it's been really quick. It was really quick. And I did feel for her, but I was like, I don't know. I wonder.
We kind of set it up as they were walking into the house, and Freya has that moment of hesitation of like, I've never not been willing to run into a fight with my family. And Haley's
I love
like,
that
oh,
moment.
Well, now you have someone you care about that you want to get home to.
That was a really great moment.
So they did set it up for us in that moment to have her, you know, go through this. So it is quick, but I will say that a lot of girl-on-girl relationships move very quickly.
Yes, that is really true.
Yes,
but definitely. Happy Pride weekend, everyone.
Yeah, happy Pride weekend.
On top of it being quick, though, they really set it up for us the beginning episodes. We were super excited about them as a couple. You know, Stockholm Syndrome a little bit. But then we moved on. We got excited. But we haven't seen Keelan as much since.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I guess I just miss her. Unlike Sophia, whose character, I'm like, you know, if you
didn't she die?
Yeah, did she? What's going on? I'm actively thinking about Keelan. And when at the end Freya says, I told Keelan I needed a family night, it's like, if you care about her that much, then isn't she kind of family? And I wish she was here, and I wish we were bringing her in more.
Yeah,
so that we had time to look, see them, and feel about them the way they feel about each other.
But we also have so much going on that introducing a new character into the fold in all of this mess with two episodes left, I feel like would have been a bit of a distraction of, like, them getting to the nuts and bolts of the story.
They're giving you feelings, like Freya and Keelan. Feelings.
Yeah.
You see what I did?
Yeah, we get what you did, Ross.
You are a genius.
You're a wordsmith.
You're a wordsmith.
I actually think that one's good. The chat loves it, right? They're feeling. We have the feelings
for feeling. Yeah. Yeah, well, she does have feelings for Keelan, so that, you know,
feelings
works.
For Keelan.
Yeah.
Freya and Keelan feeling.
Yep.
It's not getting better as I say,
you know,
is it?
Well, actually, I think it might have just connected with me, you know.
It's like, it's just sounding more and more like a dad joke the more you go.
People have been saying that to me a lot recently.
I did really like how Klaus asked about her, you know?
Yeah, me too. And he always kind of is. And he's saying different things like, just so you know, I like her, or whatever it is when he thought that he was going to die. I think that he's great about Freya and whoever she's dating.
He's turning into, like, a great dad. I love him. I think,
not
like, fatherhood...
Not as good of jokes as me, though.
No, not as good of jokes as you. But fatherhood's changed him for the better.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Sorry, I stopped listening to you guys.
That's okay. Move on.
I just wanted to go back to Haley real quick.
Yeah, you
and
do
her,
it, girl.
Her illusions and how Elijah popped up as well. And, you know, she was like, oh, I'm a monster. But mostly I wanted to read this comment that Nicholas Kelly keeps posting in the chat.
Cool.
That I've had on standby for when we were talking about this particular scene.
You do it, girl.
He says, is it just me or is Haley getting choked an awful lot lately? Seems like the girl might have a kink. #50 Shades of Haley.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe she's so, feeling that.
No, no, I think we lost it.
Stop with the feeling.
Stop, Rock. Stop. Yeah, she has been. Haley's been through the ringer, man. This is the most kick-butt woman on TV. And I think that it's interesting that she comes to this realization that she is partially a monster and she has to get Hope out of here. What do we think that means? Where are we going
with this? I'm
going to
save that for my prediction.
All right. All right, cool. So anything else about this episode before we get a little news and gossip and then predictions? Everybody turns to the board. They're like...
Well, because that's a visual learner here.
They're reading Los Originales, Arriba. Yeah. That's Arriba. Really what it says on top of our board. Thanks to Mark. All right, so let's move into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Chatmistress, that's you, though.
Okay, so thank you to everyone who's been tweeting Roxy and I about this. Of course, my TV Guide article is now not loading. Oh, there it is.
Oh, good. Stall for time.
Yes, I want
to... I can juggle. I really can't,
so
don't make me.
Why don't you start rhyming the feeling again?
Yes.
Get more into that.
It's a feel.
Okay, moving on. So Julie Pleck...
Ceiling.
Julie Pleck was at the ATX Television Festival, and she kind of let a big spoiler for season 5 slip.
Healing.
It has to do with Claroline, so everyone take
rhyming.
A drink.
Claroline drink!
Right now. So this is the quote as she said it. Alaric and Caroline are running the Salvatore School for the Young and Gifted, where Hope Michael... Shit! Never mind. Keep watching.
Wait.
So she started to say something about Hope Michelson possibly going over to the Salvatore School, realized she was giving away a spoiler, stops herself and just says, keep watching.
You just read that so well. It was clever. It sounded like you
were saying...
Yeah, no, that's the quote. It's right here. You can see it. It says, School of Gifted, we're Hope Michael. Shit, never mind. Keep watching.
You think she did it on purpose?
I don't know, because I haven't actually seen the video clip of it to say it, but... I hope that it was actually an accident or it was on purpose. Either way, when you ask,
we're getting it. That Claroline, we're getting that Claroline.
I think that next season we'll see a lot more of Mystic Falls involved.
Well, first, what I have to say was, where was the tweet sent to me, you guys? Hello.
You rep Claroline as hard.
I do. I
don't see it.
Like, I've gotten into it.
I don't see you repping Claroline that hard.
I like Claroline. I'm just open-minded.
Okay. And there's
We're very narrow-minded.
Narrow-minded.
Or die.
I'll just be secluded in the corner. Because, you know, vampires live long. And they have lots of loves. Claroline is one of them. But that's
guys,
awesome.
I'm just kidding. Make sure you let Sam know she's... a massive fan of this show, so yes. All right, so what do we think? We are hoping for it. We actually think this is happening. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, damn right. Nothing has been confirmed, but Candace King also doesn't have any projects lined up on her IMDb right now, so everyone's hopeful that that means that they're in talks of getting her back in. Most of the writers' rooms have started to come back, so we should hopefully be getting some more news in the next couple weeks.
All right, because we are dealing...
Oh, gosh.
And soon they will be reeling in the Claroline.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That worked. Nope.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, we did find
rhyming.
Out.
I'm rhyming.
I can't remember if we talked about this a few weeks ago, that Candace King was supposed to make an appearance somewhere at some con, and she didn't because she was potentially shooting the originals, is the rumor.
That was
the
rumor that was heard.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Zealand?
Well, no. Just stop.
New Zealand?
Are you going on a trip now? What's happening?
Creeland?
No. I'll start with my prediction. How about that? Based off of this news of what Julie Pleck has maybe accidentally spilled at the ATX Festival, I think that when Haley's thinking, I need to do something, and what she's going to do with Hope is send her away from the trouble, which is to send her off to school.
But she says she has to have the strength, so does that mean she's going to send her away, or does that mean she's going to go away with her?
At first, I thought go away with her, and I was like, oh, girl, are you about to kidnap Klaus Michelson's daughter?
Yeah.
Because he is not going to be okay with that. He will find you. But after reading this, it makes more sense to me that she would then talk Klaus into letting her go away to be somewhere safe where she can develop her magical powers and people that they trust and know.
Yeah. Okay. On that same note, I think the reason she gets sent away to the school is because she gets into some trouble and maybe does some not very good things in the next couple episodes. Her powers get out of control. The hollow is inside of her. And, you know, we...
And it needs peeling.
They need to peel.
But I mean, the hollow needs to go
It's
away.
Like the kid that gets sent away to boarding school, kind of, you know. They mess up.
For stealing.
Yep, the stealing, it's just, it's happening so much. This is happening so much. Thank you, Roxy.
That's how she messed up.
I predict that Roxy's going to continue to do this for the next week and send us text messages just trying to, make it up.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yep.
Nikia Emanuel.
All the alphabet.
No, Nikia Emanuel says, hashtag Roxy dad jokes, make this a thing, please. So there's at least one person who wants this to be a thing.
Oh my God, I'm crying again. It's so good. I think you guys are dead on that. Maybe she messes up and one more thing happens, or maybe she just has to get sent away now and Haley has to do that. I don't think she'll make the same mistake twice. Remember when she tried to kidnap Hope before?
Yeah.
And Cross was not having it.
No.
So I think she really is part of the family now. I think that this is not the last we're seeing of Colvina, because if it is, I'd cry, so I'm not ready to deal with that. I definitely think there's Claroline in our future, and I think that Marcel and Rebecca are not going to hook up again next week, but soon in the future. Well, we only have two
And we'll get a
episodes.
Bed breaking, maybe? Like, you know,
I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know if we're gonna break a bed, but
at least rough up some pillows.
I'll break a bed if they don't give us a bed breaking.
Yeah, I agree.
Good.
I agree. All right, any last minute comments? Anything else?
I just also think that with this whole Haley as the hollow thing, or Hope as the hollow thing, I think this was the hollow's plan all along, because in the preview for next week, someone does say that she's aligned herself with the most powerful witch of our time, and that is Hope. And so as someone who has always wanted power and more power, I think it was always her plan to get in with Hope and make that a thing. And that's why she's been...
Because Hope is the thing that could kill her, so it's also a thing that could make her give her life.
Yeah, because of their, you know, shared lineage and bloodline, family bloodline, I think it makes Hope the perfect candidate.
I agree. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's After Show for the originals. What an incredible episode this was. We want to hear from you in the comments. Let us know if you loved it as much as we did. What was your favorite ship that we saw tonight? All the other things. Give us some of the rhymes, maybe.
Busta Rhyme.
Don't you think that feeling is awesome? So write on iTunes, on YouTube, wherever you are. Give us those 5 stars, a thumbs up. What are the other things they could do? Maybe like...
Rhyme.
Smiley face.
They can rhyme.
Harding a rhyme, you know. Yeah. Like
a poem for
like
us.
That. Or, of course, you could tweet at us, which is more what I was going for, at Roxy Stryer.
You guys can tweet at me at SamD43, Twitter, Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hops on Instagram and Twitter. And thank you, everyone in the chat, for always sharing your opinions, no matter how bad I disagree with them. Jaylee forever!
On that note, we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.